than inflation. Defense spending has risen only 47%, while higher education has risen 133%. The liberal answer to this is to demand that Congress vote more money for tuition subsidies and college loans. But more government spending does not help. The more taxpayers' money Congress pours into the colleges, the more the colleges raise tuition, in the belief they can just sock it to the taxpayers. The students are not any better off, but the colleges get richer so they can brag about their endowment. Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings recently set up a National Commission on the Future of Education. Her report promises more subsidies to colleges and threatens more regulations. It promotes national standards plus compliance with a test administered to every student in the country. Accrediting agencies would be tightly regulated. The report justifies itself on the ground that literacy, math, and science scores are low and college costs too high. Of course, that's all true, but it isn't clear the scores would be any higher or tuition prices would be any lower if the Department of Education were calling the shots. Senator Chuck Schumer has introduced a bill called the Make College Affordable Act. It calls for pouring even more taxpayers' dollars into college tuition. A more appropriate title for his bill would be the Make College More Expensive Act. If Schumer were really serious about college affordability, he'd be cutting federal handouts, thus forcing colleges to do a better job of controlling costs. Tuition costs were reasonable before the government got into the funding business. As long as the government is pouring money into colleges, tuition prices are bound to rise.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, The hurrier he goes, the behinder he gets.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have today with me again a good friend of mine and an excellent guest on the common sense. Jeff, one of these days we have to get Joan and GB on at the same time.
We'll just let them do the show together.
Just let them do the show and I can stay out of the way and just pour water on the radio, you know, because, I mean, it's going to set the thing on fire. But anyway, Joan has attended... And we're talking now about Joan Vion, has attended up close to 100 of these meetings, national or international meetings. I shouldn't have said national. They're international. United Nations meeting, World Trade Organization, bankers, World Bank meetings. And she has so much insight as to what's going on that she can see things that you and I can't. Now, I saw this article. In fact, it was in the Washington Post, and someone sent it to me either on an email or I don't remember, but I remember the article. And it said, a Senate debate with a British accent. They explained that Democratic Senator Dick Schumer appeared to be playing a British parliamentarian. He'd come to seek a vote of no confidence in Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Orrin Hatch explained, this is not a parliament. And went on to explain our system of government. Schumer defended his proposal by saying it is a rare measure, I know. But he had 52 senators that joined him in this no-confidence vote. Now, that was not enough because he needed seven more to get the 60 votes that were needed. But I talked to Joan about this, and she started explaining it to me. And I said, you know, I saw that. But I don't know enough to understand what they're talking about. So, Joan, would you explain what we're talking about here, trying to change this, with this vote of no confidence, would change our entire way of doing business in the legislature, would it not?
Yes, it would. This is a pretty serious thing that has been suggested and in the works by the Democrats. And you know, Derry, since we spoke, I just want, God is so awesome because, you know, I'm going to Vienna the end of this week and I'm covering a meeting that, I haven't covered in 6 years. In 2000, I covered a meeting called Reinventing Government, hosted by the, Clinton administration at the State Department. And it's in Chapter 2 of my book, Global Straitjacket. I mean, I was pretty shocked when Al Gore referred to you and me, instead of being citizens, we were customers. And I was pretty shocked. And so I just got out my information for the meeting that will be held next Monday in Vienna on the 7th Global Meeting on Reinventing Government. And I haven't read it, you know. That's how I fly sometimes. I just say, wow, that's what I need to go to, print out just enough information, and make my determination. And so I thought, you know, let me go take a look at what's going on next week in Vienna. This is the first time it's being hosted by the United Nations. Furthermore, some of the sections and workshops that they're going to be discussing include the decentralization of local government and improving the parliamentarian process. And they will have three organizations that are purely parliamentarian in structure.
Whatever happened to Robert's Rules of Order?
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. And I thought, isn't that amazing? So I went back and I found an interview that I did with the minister of the office of the prime minister to Thailand. I can't pronounce his name. It's I can't even pronounce it.
Don't try. We know he's from Thailand.
And so I'm asking him about reinventing government and what Thailand is doing. And he says, I think it has become clear that individual nations are becoming more and more integrated into the global marketplace and indeed into a global community. And that means we need to rethink how much identity we can preserve and at the same time share some common values and common visions about how to conduct business. And he goes on to talk about it is indeed time to change the role of government, to rethink, reform, and reinvent government. So let's talk about this vote of no confidence, because you see, all of this is connected.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question very quickly here, but he's from Thailand, didn't you say?
Yes.
Okay, whose government is he going to revamp? America's?
The Thai government.
The Thai government.
Okay, so this is what's happening. If you're going to be in a world governmental system, which we are in, and I've talked about that, and for people who don't know, I have a video, a 2.5-hour video called The World Government Connection. You can call our number, 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. And if you're going to be in a world government, and if you're going to tear the barriers down between the nation states, which have already fallen, then that means you're going to have to do some things like harmonizing what governments are doing. And indeed, I have watched over the last 5-7 years how the Social Security, the retirement, the health care, just so many different things that America offers and what the British or the Swedish or the Germans are doing. And it's all being changed, so it's the same kind of retirement and it's the same kind of Social Security. You know, Germany just changed their age of retirement to what America has now, 67.
Hey, hang on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we are back, visiting today with Joan Vion. We're talking about the fact that Chuck Schumer wanted a vote of no confidence for Attorney General Gonzalez. Now, a lot of us think that probably he needs a vote of no confidence. In fact, there's a lot of people would like to see him impeached or fired or whatever you do with an attorney general. But that's not what this is all about, is it, Joan?
No, it's about the continual, complete change of our form of government under our Constitution, changing it to a parliamentarian form of government. Now, over the years, I have noticed, while I understood that there was a spinning off of various services of our government, the same as what Margaret Thatcher did in Britain, America did under Ronald Reagan, and then with Al Gore, public-private partnership, in other words, business coming in and buying or taking over part and parcel of what government used to do. You know, it's being farmed out. We're told it's reducing the cost of government. Well, not really, because most of these private contractors charge more money than if it was a government service or government-provided service. So there's been some changing, you know, this whole thing of bipartisanship. When you have a two-party system, like America is supposed to have, in other words, there's always opposition, there's always a difference. When you have a true two-party system, you don't have what has happened in America in the last 50 years, and that is a continual, constant move to move us into an international level of government. The United Nations that was passed, the United Nations treaty that birthed the United Nations, in which our government was a participant, was in September of 1945. From the time of the birth of the United Nations and the year previous, there was another international organization birthed, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Since 1944 and 1945, there has been a whole host of other international organizations that have been birthed and that have been set in place on the international level. And so, as it is, America has an ambassador to the United Nations. We have representatives to the World Trade, the World Health, UNESCO, UNICEF. We have representatives, well, the U.S. Treasury Secretary is our representative to the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, you know, ad nauseum. And so there has been erected above the nation, above America, the federal level, there's now this international level. And as such, what we are seeing at every turn is a harmonization of all the countries to conform to what is being agreed to on the international level.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
And we are back. Our telephone number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls will be welcome. But, Joan, going into the... Well, let me, you made a couple of comments I would like to comment on. One, you mentioned 1944-1945, when much of this was going on, and we didn't realize what was happening. You know, I was a big kid in 1944 and 45. I was 12 and 13 years old. And most Americans at that time were not paying any attention about how the United Nations was going to be established. When the United Nations was established, nobody really seemed to care. It was just another thing that, hey, you know, so we're going to have all of these international organizations. Nobody paid a bit of attention because the war was over. Everybody was doing their thing. Soldiers were coming home. Farmers were making some money for the first time, almost for the first time and the last time in the history of this country. Mm. And all this took place and nobody knew it was going on.
Yeah. Well, that's very true, you know, until I happened to go to my first global meeting in 1994, I had absolutely no idea. I was shocked, mortified. I mean, you know, and Derry, the reason why you're on radio, the reason why I cover these global meetings is because there is a complete blackout, as you know, from mainstream media. They don't want the American people to know. This article on Schumer, with regard to his no vote of confidence, I mean, I was mortified because from our type of law that we have, whenever something like this occurs, something different, out of the ordinary, no matter if it's a no vote of confidence or if it's something else that might occur, the bottom line is it sets precedence, okay? And so... this would set precedence that if there was a vote of no confidence and the Democrats, so to speak, were able to get him out, then what would prevent them from getting the president out? Vote of no confidence. You know, in Britain, where they have a parliamentarian form of government, a vote of no confidence is where the whole government changes. When you look at Britain for just a minute, when you look at Britain, Britain formed the Commonwealth, and my article, which is on my website, called "Treason in the Congress," the bottom line is that we have a situation whereby, you know, these things are if Britain has a parliamentarian form of government, we're being moved into a world governmental structure. The bottom line is it's not after our constitution. The United Nations Charter is not based on the U.S. Constitution. It's literally based on the Russian Constitution. They have a parliamentarian form of government. Britain has a parliamentarian form of government. Britain formed the Commonwealth. My article goes into that. That's where I was a minute ago. Britain formed the Commonwealth in the 1920s. It took effect in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s when they spun off and appeared to give freedom to a bunch of colonies. And in doing so, every time they spun off Guyana or South Africa or Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, whatever country it was, they got a vote at the United Nations. So we have a situation whereby America's already outvoted on the international level by the British Commonwealth. And by the way, the proper name is Commonwealth. I use British because most people don't know of it, and I want to give it that title so that they can connect the two. And so America is already outvoted at the United Nations by 54 countries that give allegiance to the Queen and the Commonwealth. At the Group of Eight, and they just met a week or two ago in Germany, we are outvoted there because Canada is a member of the Commonwealth. And everywhere on the international level, we are outvoted.
Do they always vote together?
I don't know, Derry. That would take a tremendous amount of research to prove yes or no, but the bottom line is they have the ability of 54 potential votes. I mean, come on. If you're going to merge a world together, you've got to have some kind of, one-up, if you will.
Now let's go back to where you're going. On the meeting starts June the 25th. It's a United Nations meeting. It's in Vienna. What did you say this meeting is?
It's called Reinventing Government.
Okay. Now that isn't that exactly what Al Gore was going to do? Didn't he want to reinvent government?
Yes, but they're in the process. It's an evolving thing. You know, they don't just. You know, it's sort of simmers. It's sort of slow. It's sort of gradual. So people would never, you know, communism is where you go in and you say, hey, our tanks are here, your government is ours, the people are ours, you know, what you own is ours, okay? Fabian socialism, which is what we're talking about, you do it slowly. You do it through an evolving process. You change ideas here and you change thoughts there. And you start changing structure here and there. Here is the seventh meeting. I went to the first meeting. Here's now the seventh meeting. And it, for the first time, interesting, for the first time, it's being held at the United Nations. What does that show you? The United Nations is now being used as the organizing force to change the government of the structure of government, individual governments worldwide.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part, and that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation. And that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here. Because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things. But it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Well, here's the long-distance bill.
Right.
And the internet bill.
Uh-huh.
And the wireless bill.
Anything you say, honey.
You're not listening to a word I say. These bills are taking away our extra cash.
Well, Fred told me about Affinity 4.
Four times more money for us to spend, right?
No, long-distance internet, wireless service, and Fred says it's inexpensive. He's paying less now than ever before. Plus, Affinity 4 has always supported family values based on causes throughout the country. In fact, a portion of each billing goes to support their mission. Fred says he's not only helping himself with lower costs, but he's helping others, too.
Affinity 4 sounds good. Did Fred give you a number?
I think I have it. Hold on.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll free at 1-800-311-2648. The Dairy Brownsville Show and Affinity 4, a new standard for giving. Call 1-800-311-2648.
Gold prices moved higher Friday on a weaker dollar after a 0.7% rise in May U.S. retail inflation, the largest increase in 16 years. Gold rose in New York up $2.90 to $654.50 an ounce for a 1.4% weekly gain. Silver rose 9 cents to $13.19. The time window has shifted for the price to move past the $700 barrier, said Peter Spina, analyst at GoldSeek.com. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who hopes to one day open a lemonade stand, Dairy Brownfield.
And we have returned. Joan, we're visiting with Joan Vion. Joan, going into the commercial break, and by the way, we do have several callers. We need to get to the phones before long. But you said the United Nations, for the first time, you've been hearing about this reinventing government for, what, several years now, but you said this is the first time the United Nations is being used to change the structure.
Well, what I'm saying is, no, they are hosting the meeting. In other words, I have seen where countries will host a meeting for a certain period of time, and then it sort of gets turned over to the United Nations. That's what I'm saying. The fact that the United Nations is involved is part and parcel of a bigger agenda, because what I have seen and what I've written about in my books is that, for example, when I wrote Prince Charles the Sustainable Prince, I realized that the British royal family is the power behind the United Nations as the organizing mechanism to bring people back under British rule. Now, I've covered global meetings for 13 and a half years. I came to that conclusion about 11 years ago. I have yet to change it. If people will go to my website, www.womensgroup.org, they will read my latest article called Treason in the Congress. Let me just say before we go to the phones, as I wrote this article, there are several very powerful people and organizations that we need to mention. I have mentioned on your show a number of times Cecil Rhodes and the fact that Cecil Rhodes was a British aristocrat who wanted to bring, who felt that the British were the finest race in the world, and if the whole world were British, then we wouldn't have any more war. Well, you know, that's called conquest, you know. And so he funded, through his gold and diamond resources, some of them, one of them is called De Beers, okay, De Beers Diamonds. That was originally Cecil Rhodes' organization, company. And he funded the Rhodes Scholarship Program. Bill Clinton was our first Rhodes Scholarship president, and that was the whole purpose of the Rhodes Scholarship is to teach people from around the world about the benefits of the world being British. He also funded an organization called the Royal Institute for International Affairs. They are a major think tank looking to bring the world under British rule. Then there was Andrew Carnegie, and I have been ignorant. Well, I've known of him. I just haven't had time to study him. But the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, funded by $10 million in 1910 by Andrew Carnegie, who ended up going into the steel business, and which became Carnegie Steel in Pittsburgh, became U.S. Steel today, sold to J.P. Morgan at the time he retired. He also wanted to bring the world back under British rule. And then there's a third group, and this is a group that has come to my attention within the last year. It's called the Pilgrim Society, no S, Pilgrim Society. This organization was started in Britain in 1902, shortly after the death of Cecil Rhodes, and the American branch was started here in America in 1903. It is comprised of 900 of the most powerful people in industry, in government, in education, throughout the U.S., and then Britain has their own group. And their whole goal and desire is to bring America back under British rule. And so when I started, when I, you know, heard this about Chuck Schumer, you know, that just shows how close we are to changing even the structure of our government to match that of Britain, a parliamentarian form of government. And one last thing before we go to the phones. If you are going to bring the United States into a free trade zone, the free trade areas of the Americas, NAFTA was the first. You have Canada. Canada is a huge, powerful country. They are a Commonwealth country. They recognize the Queen as head of state. If you are going to merge the U.S. with Canada, and they're not using our Constitution, guess whose Constitution they're going to use? And if you're going to merge us into a free trade zone in our hemisphere, we have to understand that there are 13 countries in this hemisphere that are members of the Commonwealth. So the question is, whose form of government are you going to use? And that's what I wrote in this article about the fact that Chuck Schumer wanted a no-confidence vote because it's all part and parcel of little baby steps that become one big, giant move, and we're there.
Let's go to the telephones because Warren, I think, is going to ask a question that you maybe just answered. Hi, Warren, you're on the air.
Yeah, Derry, if we form this North American community, then we, Canada and Mexico, as a union or a community, are we a part of the British Commonwealth then?
Well, that's a real good question, Warren, because you see, let's go back. The fact is, NAFTA was formed and signed by our government in 1992. It took effect in 1994. We are in 2007. They have been busy merging and changing, you know, for the last 13, 15 years. Okay? When you have the President of the United States, George Bush, go to Canada and in his opening remarks say, it's good to be home, tell me what he means. Okay? He's speaking in Canada, and he's saying to them, it's good to be home. Excuse me?
Maybe he wanted to go back.
No. Home is America.
I know. I'm being funny.
I'm sorry. I missed it, Sterry. I'm so sorry. I'm on my serious roll.
No, well, that's Joe, okay. Well, you go Joe, ahead.
If we become a part of the British Commonwealth through this, then if England goes to war, we go to war.
Well, thank you. Perfect. Do you have the Internet? Are you on the Internet?
Not at my house, but I can get
to it. Well, you go to the Internet. You have to go to my website, www.womensgroup.org.
Uh-huh.
I have this article on my website, Treason in the Congress, because, Warren, God bless you, thank you. Warren, in my research of Britain and all the different things, when you look at the United Nations, you look at Agenda 21, you look at the environmental agenda, I can trace it all back to Prince Charles and Prince Philip and Prince Bernard of Holland, okay? One of the things that I couldn't trace, I had a lapse in my understanding from Cecil Rhodes, and then when we started defending the British. And in my article, somebody sent me a series of articles that appeared in that, God bless, Congressman Thorkelson, back in 1940, he put in the Congressional Record. And from those transcripts, I was able to see how America and Britain were sort of reunited. And they did it through getting America to do something in her 100 years of freedom she'd never done, join her in World War I on the side of Britain. Okay? So that was, and then World War II, and then the Falklands, and then. Yes. Read my article.
Yes, yes.
Warren, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jack. Hi, Jack. You're on the air.
Hi. The Fabian socialists in Britain, don't they have a coat of arms, and isn't the coat of arms a wolf in sheep's clothing?
Yes, yes.
And isn't the name Fabian, didn't it come from a Roman general who was notorious for conquering his enemies a little bit at a time?
Exactly right. Yes.
And doesn't Europe right now have a European constitution and a European currency?
Yes.
And aren't they proposing the same thing for us, instead of being the euro, they're talking about exactly.
Look, in 1998, I was having a cup of coffee reading the Washington Post, and I happened to see a very small article that said Jack Kemp wanted a common currency for this hemisphere. I almost spit my coffee out. I was so dumbfounded, and I did a lot of research, and I ended up going to the second organizing meeting of the Free Trade Areas of the Americas, which will be the free trade zone for our hemisphere. Written about it in my book, Global Straitjacket. It's in my video, The World Government Connection.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we have returned. Joan, going into the commercial break, you were about to spit your coffee out because Jack Kemp wanted a free currency for the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
No, for the whole hemisphere.
The entire hemisphere, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to the second meeting on the second meeting for the free trade areas of the Americas. And there I was given a document. It's on my website, www.womensgroup.org. It's called Words into Deeds. So go to conferences and then go down to free trade areas of the Americas.
You know, it's like a brochure. I have that. It's quite a few pages.
No, it's not a brochure. It's about 100 pages.
Yeah, I was going to say I have it.
Yeah, yeah. And there, for the last, since inception in 1994, December of 1994 when it was held in Miami, since inception, all of the finance ministers, all of the trade ministers, all of the transportation ministers, you know, each individual cabinet position, all of them throughout the whole hemisphere have been meeting since 1994 to integrate the countries here in this hemisphere. Now, this is pretty serious. Has anybody approved the free trade areas of the Americas? No. But they're doing it piecemeal. First, the North American Union with Canada, the U.S., and Mexico.
Well,
then,
Bush just about
CAFTA,
got it.
Then they did CAFTA 2 years ago. Was it 2005? Yeah. CAFTA was 2005. And now, to get Latin America, they are not doing it all at once. They're doing it country by country.
I was going to say, Bush about got it done in one lump sum when he tried to get the FTAA and Hugo Chavez threw cold water on it.
Well, Chavez. I talked to him at the United Nations 2 years ago, and I asked him what kind of role Venezuela would play in the free trade areas of the Americas, and he refused to answer that question. The good news is, as bad as you might think he is, he's doing America a good service, but let me also tell you that the free trade areas of the Americas can operate without Venezuela.
Well, you know, and we don't want to change the subject totally, but I was happy with what he did when he got the free trade Americas killed.
Yeah.
And I always thought that's why Bush hated him so bad. You know, you can't see any news report but what they talk about this dictator of a banana republic and all that.
He's not too much of a banana, you know, republic there. It's not that much of a banana republic. It's a, you know, look, they're one of the major oil producing countries in the world.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. This is the last break of the hour. Stay tuned. Yeah.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi. You're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry. How are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. You put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Joan, we're in the home stretch here. What did you say Bill Clinton headed up a while
ago? Bill Clinton started the move to merge us into a free trade zone like the European Union when Al Gore hosted the first meeting in December of 1994.
All right, but I thought you said it, and I don't remember. I meant to take a note, and then I had a call, and I missed it. But you were talking about Cecil Rhodes, I think, and then you said Bill.
Oh, I said Andrew Carnegie.
Okay, what about him?
Well, as a great industrialist here in America, he was where he made his money. He came from Scotland.
Right, right. But I thought you said Bill Clinton was the first.
Bill Clinton was the first Rhodes Scholar. As president, you know, Cecil Rhodes, his trustees set up the Rhodes Scholarship Program over there in England, in Oxford, England. And so when Bill Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar for 2 years, and then he quit, but he was a Rhodes Scholar for 2 years, and he was our first president who was a Rhodes Scholar, in other words, trained in how to bring America back under British rule.
Let's go to Marilyn in California. Hi, Marilyn. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm very interested in what you're talking about, especially with Hugo Chavez. Every time, you know, with all the groundwork they've been laying for the, world government, I always wonder when I see a big country such as Iran or Venezuela being ruled by somebody who is ostensibly against the United States. And I know Dr. Stan calls the guy Ahmadinejad, right out of central casting, and I agree, just like Saddam was. Do you think Hugo Chavez might actually be on our side, but is providing a pretext for us to go in and do some horrible things there, take over the oil of that country?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't tell you. I have seen Hugo Chavez at the United Nations. I can tell you that he is a very, very, very hardened man. He's a communist. He's a Marxist. But I can also tell you from people who've spoken with him, like on the 9/11, William Rodriguez, that he is a seeker of truth. He might be a little, twisted in some of his philosophies, but he's a truth seeker. And I don't think that I can't tell you what he would or wouldn't do, but I have seen a side to him that he wants that he wants truth. He's a truth seeker.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. When we were talking earlier, before we went on the air, you made the comment that that there is this big move to bring America back under the British rule.
That's right.
Is that a possibility, really?
Yes, very much so. Very much so, because, as I mentioned earlier, when I wrote my book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, I had originally written about Prince Charles and his role behind the scenes to get Agenda 21, which is the biodiversity treaty and smart growth and sustainable development and climate change, to get that to be passed, to be agreed to in 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit. His father helped start World Wildlife Fund. That is one of the most, what do you want to say, politically powerful, aggressive environmental groups in the world. When you look at the whole environmental agenda, it's all about control. And when I was on your radio show after I got back from my being at the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and seeing that the whole thing about the environment is all about how to make money.
But we are just about out of time, Joan. It's the hour has slipped away, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.